Goodbye, my precious necklace. The heart of the ocean. I'm dropping you into the sea.
Titanic is the saddest movie ever.
My eyes hurt from all the tears coming out.
All sudden. We need more tissues.
Sirs, this is the last box. This movie had quite the effect on you.
How does James Cameron's sick mind even think of a story like this?
A giant boat, and it loses a fight to an iceberg, and true love gets caught in the crossfire?
Insane!
Tyler, Cameron, the Titanic was real.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, nice try, Olsen, you devilish trickster.
Yeah, this is just like the time you told us we had to brush our teeth if we didn't want cavities.
That's not true, is it, Olsen?
Because we bought fake teeth that can't rot.
Well, I guess you did spend your way out of that problem. But, sirs, I'm not lying about this. Look it up.
Okay, fine. We'll goggle it.
I believe you mean Google.
Olsen, please. That tool is for commoners. Goggle is a subscription search engine for the wealthy.
Our best friend who organized the Fyre Festival made it.
And we paid an exorbitant price to become the first subscribers.
Welcome to Goggle, bitch.
On the cutting edge as always, my brother.
Will, I don't know about the company you're keeping, sirs.
Mind your own business, dipshit.
But if the search function works...
Let's see, is the Titanic real?
Holy hot dogs!
Olsen, I didn't realize you brought us these lunch sausages.
But also, these search results are crazy.
The Titanic is totally fucking real, you fucking idiots. It's sort of like this whole fucking, hubris spiel. They made this thing they said was infallible and totally awesome, but actually, it sucked. And a lot of innocent people paid the price. Not something I relate to, though. Fyre Festival was kick-ass.
More editorializing than I'm used to from a search engine.
Fuck.
Wow, it is real.
So Jack and Rose is the truest, realest, saddest love story of all time.
Such important historical figures.
Oh no, boys.
Olsen, we just goggled it. You saw us do it.
Yeah, there's no denying it now, Olsen.
No matter how sad it was, and how much we don't want it to be true.
Yeah, I wish it didn't have to be this way, Olsen, but it does.
If I could turn back time, I'd make things different, but I can't, so...
Wait a second, brother.
Not now. I'm telling Olsen about how we can't change the past.
But Tyler, we can. Am I crazy, or do we not have a time canoe beneath this very overly ostentatious mansion?
Oh my gosh, brother. You are right. Okay, it's settled, with no further discussion needed. I propose we save Jack and Rose.
I love a rhyming mission.
Sirs, that canoe is meant only for business purposes, and I must insist that Jack and Rose are not...
A Wrinkle in Time.
She leaves port at noon, governess.
Here we are, right outside the Titanic.
Now to save Jack and Rose. Come on.
Hold on there, chaps. Afraid you're gonna need a ticket to get on this airship. She's the finest that's ever been set in the sea, she is.
Oh, crap. Where are we gonna get a ticket?
And how do they know this boat is a girl? Do you think he's fucking it?
This is no time to think about Nautical Nookie, my Ivy League educated sibling. We need to think. What would Jack do? You know, Jack? From Jack and Rose?
I've got it!
High stakes poker!
Step right up, step right up. Beat me in a game of Southampton Eldham and win a ticket to the States. Ben Sands, all you need. Step right up!
Hey, look, there's some poker right over there.
And hey, look, someone dropped 2 pence on the ground.
That's exactly how much we need to play.
Deal us in, friend.
Oi, a couple of risk-taking blokes, eh? I love it.
What do you got, brother?
I've got a 2 of diamonds, a 6 of clubs, and a queen of spades. You?
3 aces.
Ready, mates?
Yeah,
we're both all in.
Those are the 2 worst hands in all of Southampton Eldham.
Oh man, that was all our money.
But on Wednesdays, the rules of Southampton Eldham are reversed, and good hands are bad and bad hands are great. You win!
Yes!
I love British poker!
And as your prize, 2 first-class tickets on the Titanic and a gift certificate to Wealthy Tons in Richburg, Suit and Jacket Emporium. You have to look the part in first class.
Yes, I can't wait to have dinner with Rose.
And sneak some scraps to Jack.
But first, to the suit store.
Hello, gents. I'm Wallet Wealthington. That portrait over there is my deceased friend and business partner, Rodney Richburg. He loved making fine menswear and not sharing his wealth.
Fun!
Give us some old-timey British swag, Wallet.
We have the gift certificate for the full shopping montage experience.
Oh, I love a transformative shopping montage. I have just a thing for you to try on.
Tyler, look at this outfit.
That looks great on you.
Try these on.
Wow.
Now, this is a crazy look for you to try.
Too crazy for me.
Uh-oh, we put these ones on backwards.
Wait, what do you think of this one?
That's it. The coolest jacket I've ever seen.
Stunning! Never have I seen a jacket fit a bloke so spot on.
Yeah, I feel very cool. Even cool enough to save a couple of star-crossed lovers.
Our ship! It's about to leave!
Well, Wealthington, looks like it's time for the shopping montage, cleaning montage. Oh my, what a mess. And look at this shirt. On the ground. And these pants are inside out.
Oh, man. Looks like we made it on the ship just in time.
We're looking cool, rich, and ready to mingle with first-class fops.
Can I bring you gentlemen a drink?
We would usually ask for a strawberry smoothie, but today we're looking for Rose.
Ah, Rosé. I'll get you 2 glasses. Seems like a popular drink tonight. That gentleman over there just ordered the same.
He did? Cameron, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
That dweeb over there is also looking for Rose? He's gotta be. I hope he's not a freaking bad guy.
Just in case, let's use an alias when we introduce ourselves.
What's an alias?
Like a fake name so they can't connect you back to your real identity.
Oh, gotcha.
Hi, Tyler Vossenwinkle. This is my associate Cameron Vossenwinkle.
Oh, hello, I'm Arnold. Is that a Wallet Wealthington jacket?
Sure is.
I love the buckles. I wish I could shop there, but my father won't let me go into new money establishments.
That sucks. Sometimes our butler won't let us go into restaurants because we've already been to Arby's 5 times today.
I'm not familiar with that establishment.
You can try it when this boat gets to America.
Smashing!
Cameron, remember?
Right. Okay, don't get too attached to the idea of trying Arby's, sir.
Have you met anyone named Rose on this boat?
Rose? Oh, did you somehow connect her to me having rosé?
Whoa, okay, this guy's smart.
Tell me more about this Rose. I'd love a bit of a mystery to solve, and anything to get away from Father.
All right, but keep in mind, we don't care about this backstory with your dad that much.
Rose is smart and cool and engaged to an old-timey, I mean your timey,
huh?
Guy who looks like Billy Zane.
Who?
But she actually loves Jack, who is sexy and poor.
Well, I don't completely understand what's going on, but I'm as game as I'll ever be to find out. And I know the perfect place to start our search. Let's go, chaps!
Ugh, this place is so cramped.
And drippy.
You said this Rose has fallen for a lower class passenger? This is where he'd be, deep down in the belly of the ship.
Jack!
Jack! Get out of this disgusting place!
Join us on the top deck with your beloved Rose!
Ach! And who's down here shrieking and bailing like a one panche?
Why is she yelling at us?
And have you ever seen someone so beautiful?
My name is Marjorie, and I'm cross with you lot because you're yelling outside my bedroom door.
Aw, geez, sorry.
We got a good reason for yelling. Have you ever heard of saving a life?
Eh, no one from your deck cares about my life. Why would I care about theirs? Here are you anyway?
Tyler and Cameron Vossenwinkle, at your service.
Eh, my mother always told me twins were from the devil. So you two are giving me the creeps. And you?
Hi. I'm Arnold. You are lovely.
Well, aren't your hands just the smoothest things I've ever felt?
Yes, a father keeps me away from manual labor and those sorts of things.
They're just so soft and tender. Oi.
Look, holding hands is fun and all. I get it. Tyler and I do it all the time.
Sometimes even a thumb war breaks out.
But we've got to focus right now on saving this beloved cinematic couple from certain death.
What? Oh, yes. There are more pressing issues, aren't there?
What do you mean, cinematic? In what certain death? Do you twins actually work for Satan?
I've got an idea. Since there are four of us, why don't we split up?
Oh, yeah. Cool. I work best in a pair anyway. I'll go with Arnold. Tyler, you take Marjorie. They probably understand the boat best, so we'll each take one.
If I'm being roped into your little misadventure, I ought to be getting my partner of my choosing. And I want to be showing this soft-handed lad more of this ship, I think.
Okay.
You say this courtship you seek is between a lower-class man and an upper-class woman?
Is such a thing possible?
So, why don't Miss Marjorie and I take the lower decks, and you both hobnob with the upper decks?
We are really good at hobnobbing.
You two will just fit in better up there.
And I can't stand the people up there. I want to see what your beautiful, simple life is like, Marjorie.
Don't romanticize poverty. Soft hands, let's go.
Wow. Who would have ever thought that two strangers from different economic classes could hit it off so well?
Yeah, it reminds me of something. But I can't quite get it jogging from my noggin.
Well then, time to do our part and rub elbows with these old-timey rich folks.
~120 finger sandwiches later.
I can safely say my knob has been thoroughly hobbed.
Same, but we aren't any closer to finding Rose.
Brother, I say too much time has passed. We need to take extreme measures.
This is really embarrassing for you, Tyler, but I think you just said the word extreme wrong.
No, Cameron, think about it. What do we know for a fact that Rose and Jack do? At night, in the storage area of the ship?
Oh, he totally shows her his Model P and some guy's Model T.
Disgusting way of putting it, but yes.
To the storage area.
Do you hear all that squeaking and creaking? Someone is definitely having sex down here.
Then assuredly, when I rip this car door open, I will find Jack and Rose inside.
Jack, Rose, we're here to save you.
What the heck?
You're not Jack and Rose.
What? No, we're just a couple of blokes that like to get off in a quality off-road vehicle.
Dang, sorry.
Well, what about this one?
Not them. This one?
No.
Yikes. This one?
Our apologies. This one?
Ooh, someone wants to watch.
Have any of these people heard of a freaking bed?
Okay, is anyone in here? Jack or Rose?
I am Jackie, but I'm having sex with Raphael.
I'm Woz, but I'm having sex with Horatio and Wobbled.
I'm Jack Rose, but I'm jacking off.
And me, I'm Arnold, and I'm in love.
Aw, that's nice. Wait a second, Arnold?
What are you two doing here? I thought we told you to get lost.
We agreed to split up, not get lost. And put your clothes on. You're not Rose, and no one is going to draw you.
I left you two a simple boy, but now you have found me a boy who has had sex and is smitten.
Ew.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what in the bloody hell was that?
It's the sound of me breaking out of my shell and into the world of romance.
Aw, Arnold.
Cameron, no! Remember, the ship's gonna crash and everyone's gonna die and freeze in the water.
What's that?
Oh, no! We couldn't find Jack and Rose, we failed true love, and now we're all going to die!
What do you mean, die?
Look, pals, we can't say how we know, but this ship is in big trouble, and we promised each other we would save these two people, Jack and Rose.
Because their love is so pure. It's meant to be.
I hate your friends, Jack and Rose. They're so hard to find. And now they're ruining the first time I've ever been truly happy.
Do you really mean that?
I do, Marjorie. I know we just met and clumsily made love one time, but I am sure nobody has ever made me feel so whole.
I've never been one that's much for sharing their feelings, but I feel the exact same way.
Yes. Oops. Nice.
Oh, dang.
That is pretty pure true love.
Boy, I think we screwed up big time.
The love we were looking for the whole time was right in front of us.
Yes, Marjorie.
Arnold, Marjorie, pry free your lips.
We want to save you guys. The ship is freaking deadly.
But what about your friends?
We can only hope that the helpful diagrams of how to fit two people on a door that we've been leaving everywhere on the ship have caught their eye.
Surely my wealth will protect me from this!
Marjorie, darling, we need to get to the top deck.
Oh, yeah. We gotta get out of here, big time!
Let's go! Okay, here we are, top deck.
Women and children first, but if you're a rich man, we can probably work something out.
I can't do it. I can't take a woman or child spot, Vossenwinkle twins. I know it's what my father would tell me to do, but I can't be that way anymore.
Oi, that sounds exactly like the type of man I would fall in love with.
I'm different now. I've made love!
Ugh. All right, well, I'm still in love, but you're pushing it.
I'm not getting on one of those boats.
Then we go down together, locked in a eternal embrace.
You guys, your corniness is going to get you killed.
Yeah, if Arnold won't get on the boat, then...
Ugh, such a shame to see a beautiful young couple giving up on life. They'll never even get the chance to spawn and populate the Earth with their progeny.
Yes, the only thing that was sating me as I prepared to play my way down to my watery grave was the idea of beautiful people like them fucking and creating beautiful babies to carry on their bloodline.
Oh, shut it, violin man. You guys freaking depress me too.
Yeah, you're good musicians. You should get out of here.
We're bringing calm with our concerto.
Okay, I guess we could get out of here.
I never told you guys this, but my cello opens up to be a rowboat.
What?
What?
I splurged at Wallet Wealthyton's musical outdoor goods store. It can transport us and these star-crossed knuckleheads.
What a fucked up secret to keep, Bernard.
Okay, I can see how in hindsight I made a mistake, but you want to dwell on that or get the hell out of here?
Get out of here.
All right. We just put this flap here and move this peg here. And of course, that means the boat goes there. And we've got a boat.
Oh.
All right, everyone, hop in and I'll lower us down.
What about you, Vorse and Winker twins? How will you get out of here with your strange minds that predicted this event?
Cameron has been keeping our inflatable time canoe safely tucked between his butt cheeks.
This feels unsanitary and confusing.
Well, you had some sort of flotation majiggy this whole time.
It doesn't float through water. It floats through time.
You guys can't go where this thing is going.
And I'm not too keen on where it's been either.
I've got more questions about this time travel bit, but I don't think this is the moment.
It isn't. It never will be. Now get out of here, you beautiful lovebirds and you wacky musicians.
Last chance to say your goodbyes.
So long, chaps. Thank you for everything.
We're never going to see you two again, are we?
I don't think so. But your true love gets to live on.
Thank you, Voss and Winkle twins. You've saved my life. You've saved my children's lives. And my children's children's lives. You see? Everyone who bears the name Zuckerberg owes you a great debt.
What did you say your last name was?
Zuckerberg. I am Arnold Gregory Zuckerberg. I'm forever grateful.
What?
The?
No!
A Winkle in Time. Written by Marcus Haugen and Claire Favret. Recorded at the Brooklyn Podcasting Studio with sound engineer Josh Wilcox. Edited and sound designed by Casey Tony. Featuring the voice talents of Jerry Burgos, Olivia Wardwell, Tim Lamphere, Phoebe Stonebreaker, Marcus Haugen, and Claire Favret. Theme song by Matt Caron. Cover art by Claire Austin Smith. A Wrinkle in Time.